and welcome back, guys, to another episode of Coffee and a Good Vibe. We're back in my favorite place. We're in New York City, and we are at our production studio that we record at here in Manhattan. And, you know, really prioritizing and stepping into doing more solos, because that has been my intention since this year began with the solos and really growing this community and connecting with you guys and, you know, hearing what pieces of value, what topics you're really loving to marinate into. And that's exactly why I love these solos, is because we can keep it real, we can keep it raw, we can keep it very relatable, because with being vulnerable and real, there's so much connection that comes from that. And, you know, really talk about topics that I just want to kind of hammer in on in 30-minute solo podcasts that leave you better. Because I always say this on the podcast, but, you know, where we invest our time, our energy plays such a profound role in how we feel in life and what we get out of life. Because, you know, every single day when we are operating in the world, how we show up to life and the frequency that we put out and the frequency that we're operating at attracts our reality. And, you know, if you listen to my law of attraction episodes, you know that I'm so big on the law of attraction, and everything responds to energy, right? If you are operating at a 7, then you're going to attract in things that are also at that frequency on the vibrational scale. But if you're operating at an 11, you know, when you feel great and things are going well and you can just, like, you're bringing that beautiful, abundant energy and you're attracting in things that are in vibrational match with that. That's the beauty of, you know, working on yourself, because we can't always control what happens to us ever, but we can always control our response. And in that response lies all the power. And, you know, I always feel like, especially when I'm on work trips or I have a lot of things that I'm working towards and life is moving really quickly and there's just a lot of moving parts, I feel like it's the biggest testament on how much my faith journey, my spiritual journey has really paid off, because I feel like so much of it is, you know, surrendering and having so much faith in just trust in what is coming your way is all meant to. You know, today, for example, I'm in New York. We have one day for podcasts this trip because it's New York Fashion Week. It's a busy week. And things are just dialed in. The Google Cal is always locked and loaded when we're in New York for a short time. And even just today, you know, right when I got into the studio, a guest is not coming in. We have these episodes, we have them booked months in advance. You know, a lot goes into even the booking process for the podcast. And, you know, we're not having this guest come on. Found out, like, right before we started recording this one. And it's just not letting that affect your vibe and trusting, like, okay, you know what? It wasn't meant to be. And we will, actually, we have another guest coming on instead, like, last minute. There's no episode outline for it. We are just going to roll in and it's going to be everything it was meant to be. Like, I'm just going to trust and be like, okay, cool. Let's not harp on what happened. And let's just trust that that wasn't meant to be. And this person who's coming on was meant to come on the podcast. And it's just everything that happens to us, it's like all serving us. And I do believe that, you know, when we choose to live in that frequency and just in that trust state, in that surrendered state, life mirrors so many blessings at you. And that's one of the things I've been really sitting with within my schedule. I want to go heavy into routine in this episode and talk a little bit about the power of a morning routine and how to set up your day for success, and walk you guys through my updated morning routine, because I haven't done that in a podcast recently. But I will say that the more you can marinate into those habits, you just feel so much just ease and trust in your day-to-day life. And it's so profound, the shifts that I've felt on just even how I operate as an entrepreneur in my journey, you know, with navigating dating, navigating business, navigating anything. I'm just so surrendered and at peace with where I'm at right now. And I am not exactly where I visualize myself in 6 months, in a year. But you know what? Being in this spiritual path and honoring my own timeline has really helped me, like, have so much gratitude for the timeline and so much trust in that, you know, this timeline that I'm on, I may not understand it right now, but it's okay. Like, especially with, you know, being on social media and even like having a brand that I'm wanting to grow and being in this space, you just, you know, you want things to take off in your own timeline. And sometimes, you know, the universe, God has a different plan. And I think the more you can trust and just give your best effort every single day and bring your best self to the day and operate from your best state, which can look different every single day, and that is okay, you're gonna only be on the right path and you're gonna continue to be ignited, introduced with so many abundant connections. For example, even on this trip, the first day we got here, you know, my first day into the city, I kind of messed up some things with my Google Cal, and I had, I always stack the schedule to the brim, but like I messed up on an event and I thought it was one day, but it wasn't that day. Anyways, had the morning clear. And I was like, you know what? Instead of filling it so quickly with like people who I could put meetings there and moving things around and stressing myself out, I'm going to wake up, take myself to my favorite coffee shop, you know, journal, sit there, align my energy because I have a crazy jam-packed next 6 days in the city. And then I'm going to have a great rest of my day because I did have my afternoon planned out. And you know what happened? I went to my coffee shop that I always go to in the city. It was Blank Street. I always go there in the mornings, and it was the Soho location. And they were sampling their new pumpkin spice cold brew because it is fall. And I was just sitting out there with my journal. And then I started talking to the girl who was sampling, you know, she was like looking over, started a conversation. I do this a lot when I go anywhere. I like make conversation with people all the time, especially if I'm like at a cafe or if I'm ordering something, I always will ask the person how they're doing. And then usually that sparks convo from there. And anyway, long story short, I was telling her just like how much I love the brand. I just thought this girl was just, you know, sampling the coffee, like works for the company, you know, helping her get through the shift. But find out she is the head of marketing of like the entire brand. We connect on social, we exchange info, we have a whole bunch of mutual friends, lived in LA, she's in New York. Like, it was just so 360 with like what came from that relationship and even with what we were discussing on like how we could work together. And the crazy thing is last year when I was in the city for the whole summer, I was staying in Soho. Then I was here a lot last year for longer periods of time. And I would go to this coffee shop and the staff would know me. They would know my order, became really friendly with them. And they would always tell me, because all those girls at that cafe subscribe to Coffee and a Good Vibe. And they followed the Instagram and they were like, oh, we got to connect you to the owner, because I always compared it to like the New York Alfred, just with how they brand and how they come out with new flavor launches and just how they do things from a marketing perspective. I think that's the PR person in me. I just really admire a brand that crushes brands, because brand outweighs sale. You know, if you have a solid cult following and you build community, you can sell anything. Obviously, the product has to be good, but like, that is everything. Your brand name, what you stand for, your values, brand positioning, and how you speak to your customer is so important when it comes to scaling your brand. And I just really respect this coffee brand more than anything. So crazy, because all the whole time I was here last year and I would go to that same coffee shop, the girls were like, we need to connect you to the owner. He comes in sometimes. Maybe one day you'll catch him. We're going to tell him. And this girl, she's so high up, works directly with the owner. And it was just so crazy how like that little encounter happened, so unplanned. You know, the only reason I was like even sitting at that cafe is because I had time to like walk to that one, had time to sit there and journal, and then had an hour to talk to her there because I wasn't running to my next thing, because I did have my morning to like, you know, hit my non-negotiables, what we're going to get into, but do them at my own pace. So that's just an example of like when we open up and we surrender, the universe plants blessings in ways that we can even imagine, and in such beautiful ways that like happen so serendipitous. You know, like even when I had another meeting yesterday, I was with someone, I didn't stack my schedule where I had a back-to-back, because I've been learning that, you know, you got to leave room for the abundance and the opportunity. And that's exactly what happened. I met someone that ended up being such a fruitful connection, a new friendship. And it's just amazing how the universe works for you when you're doing the work, when you're open to receive, you get blessings and things to receive. Now, on this note of getting into routines, one of the things that I really want to stress, and I do this a lot, is the power of vibing alone. So you might have heard the quote or seen it on Instagram, you know, on a quote graphic. Get comfortable vibing alone. It will empower you. Now, I'm going to say that back because it's such a good quote. Get comfortable vibing alone. It will empower you. And it is so true, because when you realize that you are such a filled cup as you are and you can be the best company, you end up bringing this energy forth that is so attractive and abundant to others, because you are operating at an 11 and you are just having the time. You're great. You're content with your own. Like, if you have to go out to dinner, if you have to go do something on your own, you're a great company. And when you operate from this abundant state, it just only attracts in people that want to have what you have. You know, whenever you see that person who's like so happy in a great mood or just so content, you can feel it. And it's such a beautiful thing, because that is such a beautiful energy that brings in so much. And this is something that I've been really honoring in my journey. And I just want to talk about it because it plants the seed into, you know, making time for these non-negotiables and these habits and routines that I want to talk about today. So one thing that I love to do, and I think it's so aligned with this podcast, is I love taking myself to new coffee shops and sitting with myself and, you know, treating myself to whatever coffee I want, sitting there with a journal, like enjoying the vibes. And I love this practice so much that, like, I've learned that when I fill it with, like, bringing company, I almost wish I hadn't, because I love to be in my own energy and to, like, sit with my thoughts and to just, like, get comfortable being with myself. And it's just such a thing that, you know, in the beginning, if you don't take yourself out for dinners or you don't do things with yourself, like, if you're one of those people who always like I'm going shopping, like, who wants to come? Oh, I want to go here. I have to go with someone. I want to encourage you to start doing some of the things that you do with others alone. And also, if you know, I know we all have relationships. We talk about relationships in this podcast, personally, professionally. You know, relationships are so important. And I know it takes time to nurture them and build them. And quality time is huge. But I also think the quality time that you spend with yourself should be equally prioritized. I post about this on my story, but, you know, we make time for other people. We fill our calendars with, you know, coffee walk with this person, going to the beach with this person, but we don't do it enough for time with ourselves. And it's something crazy, like when we make a commitment, right? I know you guys know I love my Google Cal, but, like, when you send a Google Cal invite to someone and you make that, like, plan to, like, be at this place at this time with someone, it is so crazy that, like, we obviously, like, show up, we're on time, we make that plan, but, like, why don't we do that for ourselves? Why don't we, in our week, structure one time, two times where, you know, we are doing something that we want to do? And the crazy thing too is that whenever I do that, I'm always like, something good comes from it, whether it's like me just having some clarity moments and time to think with life moving so fast, or whether it be like I go to a coffee shop and I end up seeing someone that I would have loved to have seen, and having like that nice encounter and that top of mind, and then, you know, new friend, or, you know, someone that you've maybe connected with briefly and then you reconnected with them. That happened to me before I left for New York. I was craving some solo time on a Sunday, so I took myself to a new coffee shop. I felt the intuitive pull to go to a new coffee shop, went there, and never been here, didn't even know. Like, I wanted to get some work done for New York Fashion Week prep, so a lot of emails. I was like, I don't even know if they have Wi-Fi, but, like, I just want to try a new coffee shop. So that's what we're doing. And I went there and I saw someone that I've connected with just through in passing, like mutual friends, been at the same events, never talked, bumped into them. Such a beautiful exchange of energy. And honestly, it was so lovely to like see this person connect and actually have like a one-to-one conversation without being at a loud event, realizing, oh, we have so much in common, then making a plan to grab coffee like at a later date. And because I went to New York, so like grab coffee when I come back. It's kind of beautiful how like the synchronicities just flow when you lean into your intuitive higher self. So on that note of listening and surrendering and being faithful and honoring your timeline and just trusting in it, I think it's important to talk about the things that you do daily that shape you, your routines, your habits, your non-negotiables, the things that make you the person that you are. Because we are, right, what we repeatedly do every single day. We're not what we do once a month or like once a year. We are what we do every single day. And these habits and these things that we do clearly create the people that we show up to. And I will say, like, as I've been on my own journey of really doing these practices and these routines, it's been a journey. Like, I feel like after years of meditating, I really am finding the benefit in such a different way than I ever did when I moved here. And it's like crazy how these practices evolve and grow. And then you can adopt and take what you need from them, right? You can shift your routines as you change. Like, I'm sure that like if I was a mom, I would have such a different morning routine than I do now. And I think that it's okay also, as you consume content, as you listen to people, it's okay if your routine doesn't look like someone else's. It doesn't have to. It doesn't have to have A to Z, all the things that they do. It just has to make sense for you. And the more you do it, you'll find the benefits set in the longer you do it and the rewards come in. So I'm going to walk you guys through my routine, but I also we'll always sprinkle in like how it's really impacted my life on every level. If you've listened to my other solo episodes, you know, like I've been on this journey of growth, and especially with my work life, I feel like a lot of the things I've been working towards are becoming reality. You know, I'm stepping into this bigger, this more evolved version of myself, scaling out my business, and you know, it's taking a new version of me to really step to the plate and to, you know, be the business owner I need to be to also have a team and lead a team. And the version of myself that I was for the first 5 years of having my agency is not the version that I need to be for the next 5 years. You know, I no longer have to be the one who has to like do all the grunt work of certain tasks. I can off handle that to an EA. I can be more of the leader and lead by example and you know, afford to take a day off and tell like and have a team handle things. Like, this is like a really huge identity shift for me because I'm used to doing all the things and being like yes queen to everything and saying yes to every opportunity. But now I'm learning, wow, there's so much value in the no. There's so much value in the boundaries. There's so much value in asserting, you know, what I will tolerate and what I won't. Because you know, as we evolve and grow and get busier in life, you have to create those boundaries because people will treat you the way you let them treat you. And I think I've been really learning that in my life as I'm growing in the business and also just personally, like stepping into new relationships, attracting in new people in my life. I'm like, wow, okay, if I don't assert my own boundaries, then that's the reason why they're treating me like this or why clients are treating me with this level of like not a lot of respect with, you know, messaging you on a weekend. It's because I allowed it. You know, I didn't have that precedent up on like what I would tolerate and what we operate with. So I do think it all kind of comes tenfold when you are doing this inner work on yourself. It pays off in every single way possible. So my routine, I'm going to break down my routine, but as always, you know, adopt what serves and, you know, take away what doesn't. I'll also probably implement things that I've heard that I'm looking to adopt into my routine. But my ideal routine is, you know, I wake up in the morning, right? now in LA, it of course changes day by day now a little bit, because I've learned that, you know, sleep is so important. I feel like before I would be like, no matter what, you wake up at 5 a.m. And now if I have an event at night, I'm not going to wake up at 5 a.m. the next day, unless like I had to for like a meeting or I had a crazy day. But if I have the option of like waking up at 6, I will take that, or 7. And I really encourage you to be intuitive with that, because sleep is so important. And if you are someone who, personally for me, I am someone who has better, like my brain sharpest in the morning, I just have better workouts in the morning, my energy's the best in the morning, I want to maximize on that time. So in LA, I've been really moving my schedule to be up, like typically it's 5:30, but I've been trying to do 5, because I know like if I can, you know, hit all these non-negotiables that I'm going to walk through and then work out and then be online earlier, it's better for me for my focus work. But that being said, like if I have an event at night, I'd probably push my time to waking up at 6. Or if I had a night out, I wouldn't wake up at that time, because the value of sleep is so profound. Like we've had health experts on this podcast. One of the things, just being someone who loves to listen to health podcasts, the thing is, it's like when you aren't sleeping regularly, like, or enough, your body might be more inflamed, your cravings might be crazy during the day. And I've noticed this for sure, like on that Saturday morning where I have a slow morning, how I just wake up feeling so good. I go to the gym way later in the morning and my workout's so good. I'm just so rested. I don't even feel like I need a coffee, because I just have so much energy from the rest I got. Like it is just so important. So I just want to say that, because I know I get a lot of people being like, oh, you must never sleep. No, I just prioritize sleep earlier so I can wake up earlier. And I want you to do the same. So when I wake up, I always have black coffee. I have iced coffee because I like ice. I love iced coffee, and I feel like I can sip it faster because I'm not doing this routine for so long. And I also just really enjoy iced coffee. And I, at home, I have an espresso. So I use Nespresso. I love the flavored pods. They're so bomb. I don't know if you have an espresso, but the Hazelino muffin flavor is insane. They recently redid it. I only have done the hazelnut roast. And when I used to compete in fitness competitions, I couldn't have anything in my coffee. Like I couldn't have a latte. I couldn't have that. So those pods were so great because they don't have any sugar in them. They're like roasted with the hazelnut and they're insane. So great. So I always have that, and I always hydrate at the same time. Counterintuitive. I have water as well, but I always need that coffee for the workout. And when I have my coffee, and then I take it to journal, to pray, to meditate. I do all those three things. So when I journal, it truly looks different every single day. I will write out always, usually things that are stemming with me, like what is on my head, things that I'm sitting with, you know, things that are feeling just sitting with me. And I recently started using the Mad Happy journal. I do like it. In the future, coffee and a good vibe, I'm just going to say it, we're going to launch a journal, and it's going to be all the tools that I think are so profound in a journaling practice. And I think journaling is a great thing. And I think it's also so beautiful that there's so many journal brands out there, because every journal, you know, has so much value. You know, there's the 5-minute journal. There's a lot of creators I know who have journals. I think that everyone has their own subsystem of like what they journal about. Like maybe it's 3 affirmations, maybe it's 2 points of gratitude. And that's why I'm a big fan right now of like a blank journal. I've always been a big fan of it, because I think like a blank canvas is powerful to just write. And honestly, those are like, you can get one for $1. You can get, like, no one has an excuse not to get a journal like that. But eventually, I think with all the methods that I've tested and tried, I'm going to create a journal for coffee and a good vibe. And we'll probably have different, like, you know, like variations of it, because as I've evolved with my own entrepreneurial journey, you know, my journaling practice has evolved. But lately, I've been really liking that Mad Happy journal because it has a couple questions, but every day it's different questions. So sometimes it hits, sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't want to answer this question. But I've been using that book because it's also really aesthetic and I like the look of it. And I journal. So usually it is some morning pages of just like what is on my heart, things that I'm thinking about that I would like clarity on, things that I want to think about. I usually get a lot of downloads, especially after the meditation, which I'll speak on next. But after I meditate, I get a lot of different things that come through. Lately, I feel like a lot of my downloads have been around just the changes in my life. I'm really seeking and calling in all this change, and it's been happening. Like, I'm looking to change up my space and my environment and move. I'm feeling very called with different career moves and different things I want to work on. And a lot of that for me comes through in my meditation. I'll have different downloads of like, hey, give this person a text or call this person or have this person on your podcast. They'd be great. And it all kind of comes through in my meditation, which is very profound. So I always write things down. Depending on the day, I do this practice for, could be 3 minutes. It could be 5 minutes. It could be 15 minutes. It could be 20 minutes. It could be whatever time I kind of have in my schedule. Also with the meditation, which I want to talk on next, typically, every single day, if someone's DM'd me, I probably sent them this link. I use this Gabrielle Bernstein visualization meditation. It's 14 minutes. It's on YouTube. And I swear to God, I'm the reason why this video has like a million views, because I've listened to this meditation every single day for maybe like 2 years. It's crazy. And I love it because she opens it up and then it's like her voice comes in and out, but it's basically like soft music and you visualizing your higher self. And I love it because I think from a young age, when I started competing in sports, I would always visualize myself achieving X outcome. And I think the power of a visualization meditation is profound, because if you can't see yourself in here, you know, achieving the thing, feeling the outcome, living the outcome, then how is it supposed to create into your reality? You got to see it here, obviously do the work, but then allowing yourself to feel it and be in the vibration of having it, it moves with the law of attraction principle that much faster into your reality. And I think the power of a visualization meditation has been profound for someone like me who's always had a very busy mind. This has been the one thing that's really allowed myself to have that moment of solitude and stillness and get excited for my day and get excited about life. And also on the note I was speaking about in the beginning of the episode, you know, uplift my vibe and frequency, because I'm just in so much faith, alignment, and trust of what's coming into my reality and my path. And of course, it's all about the surrender, right? Like, surrendering, this is why we go into prayer next, surrendering into the how, because the how it manifests is, you know, God's plan, the universe's plan, and it's gonna happen. I'm not like, sometimes we have these like plans in our head, like with this Blank Street Coffee kind of connection. I could have thought like, oh, it's gonna come from like 7 cold pitches, maybe a LinkedIn email message, and then the right plug's gonna come through, and then I'm gonna email her my pitch and my deck. No, it came through of like me tired the next day off of a flight, like dying for my coffee, walking to this coffee shop, being in such a need, and like, yeah, being graced with a sample when I got there, and then sitting out there and then gracefully meeting this girl. And it happened in such a seamless way, in a great way, that I obviously would have loved that version of how it happened versus the email process that I would have thought it would have kind of transpired in my head. So I think it's such a beautiful way to uplift your vibe for the day. And that's why I'm a fan of the visualization meditations. After that visualization meditation plays, I've been lately loving to sit in silence. And because it's early morning, I do live alone. And it is like pin drop silence, obviously, in my place when I'm alone and it's early, it's dark. I really am enjoying the silence just to like listen into my higher self. Like, what is she telling me? What does she need to tell me? Does she need to tell me that I should lean into maybe creating some space for myself, or should go book a flight to this opportunity that might be fulfilling. I should lean into this. Like, she always has something to say. And I find that when I create the space for myself to, you know, listen and create the space to get still after that visualization grounding, she speaks and I get the downloads, and even sometimes I might get nothing, and that's totally fine to have nothing. But I've been loving that like extra 4 or 5 minutes of just silence. And I think I haven't been, but I think as I've been growing and really honoring this meditation journey, I've been really loving that part of it. Side note, I know some people meditate in classes. They meditate in their yoga class. They maybe meditate in a sound bath that they go to. I love that as well. I just have noticed like the morning first thing before I have checked my phone or been at someone else's disposal, like online for work, checking email, especially being on the West Coast, like you can wake up and you can have full text and full inbox because you are 3 hours behind. I find that morning time, like it could be any time, but like as long as you are like going into this with a clear head. And also, I'm not going to talk about an evening routine, but like depending on how you went to bed, you could wake up like in the most zen state, get into your journaling, your meditation, have your coffee, and just feel on top of the world. And that's why I find like the downloads are really apparent for me after all that and in the morning versus like doing this at a class, you know, after the whole day stimulated me and I'm driving in LA traffic to like be somewhere on the other side to make my mat. So I just, this is why I like doing it in the morning. And I feel like it's been the most profound for me on my development and then professionally with clarity on that side. But the last thing we do to seal up this like home routine is prayer. I think prayer is a pathway to surrender. Prayer is a pathway for miracles. Prayer helps me in every way. And it's such a beautiful, humbling moment to just trust that there is a power greater than me that is guiding the show, that is showing me, you know, what to do, that is my angel, that's got my family. And every single day, it could be a 3-minute prayer, it could be a 5-minute prayer. I pray every single day. I usually pray for if I have something coming up that day, I will obviously pray on that and ask for support and just trust that I have support. Pray for my health, pray for my well-being, pray for my family, my loved ones. If you know me personally, I've been going through, my dad's been really sick over the past couple of years. And with everything we've gone through with his health journey, if I didn't have my prayer practice, I think I would have not have been able to continue to show up in the way that I have in my work life or in my day-to-day with such a positive spirit. Because, man, like life's been really heavy at times that no one would know unless you knew me personally, because I never talk about it on like social, or I just don't bring it up. And it's just so crazy how the power of prayer has shifted my state for the day. Just knowing that a higher power is supporting him in his healing journey and in his procedures and all of that. It's been so profound that I should probably do an episode on it. It's just like a touchy subject, but I do feel like if I didn't have that prayer practice, I don't think I would even be here today or been strong for him, having that faith that he's going to be okay. But pray in every single way. I pray this morning, I did a quick prayer on, you know, praying for this day ahead, that everything that flows for me today is meant to flow my way. And I am healthy, vibrant. I always pray when I'm about to get on a flight and I have a crazy travel day, I will pray that everything's seamless, that I make my flight, there's no delays. And even just doing that, like I understand like things can happen that are outside of your control, but it makes you feel so much better. And I swear to God, it helps you so much. And it brings you with that connection to source, to spirit, to God, to whoever you believe in. It brings that connection so much closer. So after I pray, I'm wrapping up the routine and I get ready and I hit the gym. I like do my skincare, I get all ready. Depending on the day, I could be in meetings that are in West Hollywood. Right now, I don't live in West Hollywood. So if I'm like doing something like that, I will take all my stuff with me. Like I shower at the gym. I always work out in the mornings. I'm a big fan of morning movement and morning workout. And I'm a huge fan of doing the hard things first. And, you know, really having that practice. For me, it's been something that's been such a pivotal part of my journey my whole life. So having that workout practice has always been a staple in my life and got me through. And if you follow me on Instagram, you know I love to weight train and then I habit stack usually every day at the gym. So when I get to the gym, obviously I'm on my phone at that point. I will train for 45 minutes. I will weight train a muscle group and then I will go on the treadmill. And depending on if I ran in the beginning to work out or if it's a walk, like I'll walk, I kind of mix up both. Sometimes I've been really loving running. So I will run. I think that like moving energy for me has been really great for my mental clarity and my mental state. I don't do it because I'm like, oh, I need to run for the physical benefit. It has physical benefit, but I like really feel like the mental benefit has been so much more profound for me. And then after my workout, so if I run before the workout, that's great. And then I weight train and then I will walk always after my weight training. And I will walk and do DMs. I will post on Coffee and a Good Vibe. I will respond to messages. I will hit text threads. I have texts with each of my my talent that I manage. We have like different text groups. I will respond to things in there. And then I will do quick email replies that are like, what I mean by quick email replies is like anything that could be responded to on my iPhone. Not like if I have to do something that's more of like linking things or something more in depth, a strategy email, then those are later, but in Google Cal'd out, but those are quick response emails, which is a lot of my work in PR and in management. There's a lot of like scheduling and just quicker things. I will always have it stack that and do it on the treadmill. And if you know me, I get a lot of steps, especially in New York. I'm like really, really high steps, but in LA, I will try to average like every day over 15,000 steps. So like 18,000, 16,000. I know you drive a lot, but then I will do habit stacking quite often in my day. I'll try to walk and do a call. I will, now when I'm working from home, I will just take 15-minute walk breaks sometimes just to get steps in, or maybe on those walk breaks, I will stroll through my Instagram so I can check the feed, respond to things. I will just always try to habit stack every time I can so I can get those steps up. And I'm very intentional about it because I truly believe that like when you are intentional about it, that's how you can hit those steps. New York's another story. I can hit like 25,000 steps easy and not realize. So if you live in New York, you're so lucky because it's just nice because you can be in a meeting, you walk to the next one. But that's a summary of the day. After I work out, I obviously shower, get ready for the day, and then I'm on. And I love the power of a morning workout. I've been thinking about flirting with doing it later because sometimes I'm like in such a good workflow. I know I'd be in a great like focused state in the morning, but the morning workout has been my staple, like fasted training for I feel like my whole fitness journey. I like training fasted. Personally, I'm not saying that like fasted is the best. I know there's like studies on it, but I'm not going to go into the benefit of fasted versus fed training. Maybe I'll pull on an expert and do that. But I've always trained fasted when I was competing in sports. So that's why, like when I was doing the competitions, that's why I still train fasted. It's like, I just like feeling that, especially if I'm running. I like to feel like there's not, I don't have something in my stomach, and then I will eat after. And I just find that when I do those things, it sets my day up. Cause it's like, I have my armor on for the day and I'm ready to go conquer. I've looked after myself. You know, I would love to add in infrared sauna and cold plunge. And one day when I have that at my house, cause I will have it at my house, I'll probably cold plunge. I don't think I would do it every day, but I would do it quite often because I know that that would really be like a cup of coffee, spike dopamine, and have so many benefits. But there's a power of doing the hard things first. I think it truly builds resilience, and it just makes you a stronger version of yourself, and it builds that relationship within yourself. I also think there's such a power in, you know, making commitments to yourself and holding true to them. I think other than all the physical benefits and obviously like working out and having all those benefits, there's such a power and benefit in making a commitment to yourself and following through. It's like a level of respect that you build with yourself and trust that transfers over into every other area of your life. Now, I always try to make these solos short, but I feel like I can talk behind this mic for forever. And on that note, I'm going to wrap it here because wrap the routine. I feel like I can do another episode on just even the wellness part of it with the workouts, because I've been someone who's been really leaning into that, like changing up the workouts and like learning from others, maybe adopting a different type of training, because I've always trained this one way and I find that it might be in time to change it up. But the cool thing is like when you're in tune with your body, when you're in tune with yourself, you can make those shifts and like also just like feel into it. Like, okay, actually I've been moving a mile a minute. I need to go on a walk and that's the workout. And that's like what I'm doing for movement today. And then I'm going to go do this. Like the downloads, the relationship with yourself is so strengthened when you have these like set non-negotiables, because they're commitments, they're time with yourself. And that time with yourself is like never wasted time. It's such a good investment. Now, if you made it to the end of the episode, you know the drill. I am just so grateful that you did. And if you find someone, you know someone that you think would love this podcast episode, it would mean the world if you can send them the link, copy and paste on whatever platform you're listening on, send them that link and tell them that they need to listen to Coffee and a Good Vibe and join the family. If you're not already following Coffee and a Good Vibe on Instagram, make sure that you're following Coffee and a Good Vibe, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. We're putting in work now on the YouTube. So definitely if you're like me and you like video podcasts, head over there because we have the full podcast videos. And let me know what kind of guests and topics you want to hear more of, because I read every message, I talk to you guys, and I would love to hear. I will see you guys in the next one.